Welcome to Quantum Rx, the podcast that teaches you how to move beyond stuck emotions and trauma for mind, body, and spirit healing. I'm your host, Dr. Stephanie Davis. So today we're going to get into the concept of not being good enough or not feeling good enough, because I find that in this includes myself, but also the people I've worked with over the years, this is a theme that comes up over and over again, whether it's at the root of your chronic illness or at the root of your relational difficulties, like relationship issues, if it's at the root of your, you know, lack of success or perceived success, whether that's you wanting to make more money, you know, you've got the knowledge, but you want to make more money, or you have all the money, but you're not feeling fulfilled. Deep down, one probably the most common thread that I see is the feeling of not being good enough or not being enough. And so this is something that I have myself dealt with more in the past 3 years, because it wasn't something that I was conscious of or cognizant of until I was doing some, you know, inner work with a friend, and she like spot on asked me, she's like, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? And because I was feeling a lot of emotion, and I was feeling like almost like out of body, like my body, I was trying to leave my body or something like that. And she said, and she asked me that question, and I said, I'm not good enough. And it was like shocking. Like the look on my face was probably like, oh my God, I can't believe that just came out of my mouth, because I had never felt that way or thought that I felt that way. But right, my subconscious was holding on to that over the years. I mean, at that point, it had been many decades, because it is a mechanism of survival, and we're going to get into that. But let me like just kind of lay the land for you. Today, we are going to talk about several things, including, you know, why not being good enough or worthy is rooted in survival, and it's a byproduct of our brain's ability to adapt. Two, you know, how the brain will reinforce this, because it's an ingrained mechanism. But as most things, it really is a human construct, and it keeps us in that held back state. And lastly, to address not being good enough or any limiting belief, the way that we need to think about it. It's just a simple mind shift, but it's a massive unlock. And I'm going to get into what that kind of shift or, you know, frame of thought difference is, and how and why it works. I will tell you, for me, it was an incredibly massive unlock and aha moment, because one of my mentors said this to me. I'd heard it a million times, but then the way that they said it was different. It struck me differently. So we're going to get into the nuance of that as well. If you're curious as to if you have any stored emotions or trauma that might be causing your illness, preventing you from achieving your goals, or even just showing up as the best, most authentic version of yourself, I invite you to take my free stored emotions and trauma quiz, and you will find that link in the show notes. All right. To get back to this idea of not being good enough or not being worthy, we need to kind of get into where that came from. And this is basically a byproduct of our brain's amazing ability to respond, adapt, and reinforce. So your brain is always responding to environmental stimuli, right? And it's always, you know, kind of taking that information and morphing it and adapting it so that you can survive. And when it sees something that you have gotten a lot of like positive reinforcement for, it's going to keep on kind of pushing that pathway forward and reinforcing it. And so I love explaining this through an example, because that's the best way to illustrate it. So as a child, many of us as young children, and I'm talking, you know, as young as I would say even two or three. But this often happens in like very early childhood. I'd say like 5, 6, 7, 8, when your brain is still very plastic, very neuroplastic and changing, and it's more of a sponge than having a sensor or a filter. And so you're just taking everything in more than, you know, trying to filter things out. And so what happens is if you were not in your little child mind thinking that you were having your needs met, you know, getting enough, you know, we'll say quote unquote positive attention. If you got, like, for instance, good grades, or you were excelling at something like a sport or an activity, and you got lots of attention and praise for that, your brain lit up and equated that success with attention, which equals worthiness. And that was to ensure your survival, because historically, we ingrained these patterns because it was truly a survival mechanism. We were humans that lived out, you know, on the earth, not so much like in structures like we live now. You know, we were living, you know, on the earth, in caves, in the wild, right? We were doing that for many hundreds of thousands of years before we developed, you know, these modern technologies that we have in the last several thousand years, you know, thousands of years. It's been, you know, several millennia, but in human history, that's like, you know, a small tiny fragment of, you know, this intuitive, ingrained, you know, survival mechanism. So the important thing to hear, and what I will say is, like, you being enough, quote unquote, good enough or worthy, ensured your survival because you were protected by the group, right? You were protected by your tribe. And so the people who got, you know, kicked out of the tribe or the group were the ones who often did not survive. And so it really is a very much hardwired idea that isn't necessarily always benefiting us in modern times. Obviously, when you are a baby and a child, you want to have the attention of your parents and the adults in the room to ensure your survival. But these mechanisms that we've developed also have us, you know, being kind of quote unquote trained, because it gets, you know, things become performative instead of having that just inherent truth of safety or inherent truth of, you know, unconditional love. We feel like we need to perform to earn that and therefore survive. So that's where a lot of the, you know, these issues are. But this is the crazy thing. And my coach, like, he phrased it this way. He's like, it is a human construct. It's a man-made construct, you know, and the idea, like, I'm getting at right now is in modern times, it holds us back. And so it's fascinating because I hadn't thought about it in those terms. I've thought about other aspects and limiting beliefs like this, but I never thought that, like, you know, that feeling of not being good enough or not worthy enough kind of translated to this realm. And when you think about it, it's kind of a weird concept. Think about it. When we feel this way, like, you feel it profoundly typically, right? But it is on its surface, it is strange, right? It is like, ask yourself this. This is what got me thinking, because he's like, are you good enough? Am I good enough? Is your child good enough? Is your dog good enough? You know, when you think about it that way, most people are saying, of course they are. Of course they are. So why aren't you good enough for yourself? So that when he started framing it that way, I'm like, this really is a silly thing. Like, honestly, you quickly realize that it is truly like an almost silly concept to essentially, it's holding us back from what we really want. It's holding us back from feeling how we want to feel. And it's holding us back from being the person we know we can be, the person we want to be, right? And so I was like, I sat there with this and I'm still kind of unpacking it, as you can tell, because it was such a shift. And like I said, this is something I have been working through. And I feel like I'm at the end of the struggle portion of it right now. Like, it was something like I have worked on on and off for the past like 2 to 3 years, and it's gotten easier and easier. But, you know, hearing that my coach say this, it was like an unlock. I was like, wow. I was like, that for me, it was pretty profound, because he's like, you know, it's false. It's a falsehood. And that brings me to the next point, which is, you know, to address not being good enough or worthy enough or truly any limiting belief, you need to see it as untrue. And I was like, oh my gosh, that is like so incredibly simple, but so true and so profound. Like, it was one of those big, like, blow my mind aha moments that I've had. You know, I haven't had many of those recently, but that one was, because I was just like, it's so damn simple. It's ridiculous. So, yeah, I was just like, yeah, it's a lie. It is untrue. You know, that it's a lie that we're telling ourselves, right? It's an untruth. It's not intelligent, right? To be telling ourselves that we're not good enough, or we don't deserve things, or we're not worthy of things. So I was like, okay, so that is the gist of it. That is the secret sauce and the magic here. It is telling yourself that that is not true. And the way that we do this is that repetition. But what I would tell you to do first is to sit with it and allow yourself to fully believe that it is not true. That is when all of the kind of the magic takes place in your brain. And so you have to believe it first. And then when, you know, you have to remind yourself when it creeps back in, because it will creep back in, because we are human and that's how humans work. But you just remind yourself, you know, this is false. This is a lie. This is not true. And it's essentially rewiring those neural pathways. Again, you've heard me talk about rewiring from danger to safety. This is the same exact thing, just different language, but doing the same exact thing, right? We are rewiring, you know, from a, you know, we'll say a bad message to, and when I say that, I'm talking like an error message, if you're thinking about it in, you know, competing terms, to a positive message that relays something that, you know, you could do on your computer, or like a good message, right? So think about it that way, because it will creep back in. You just need to keep on telling yourself that it's not true and rewire that pathway in your brain. And in the neuroscience realm, we would call this synaptic pruning or neurosculpting, right? You've heard me talk lots about neuroplasticity. This is neuroplasticity in action. But also, I would say there's like an amazing benefit to doing this. So two things, because these are the questions I get when I'm working with people, and we're you know, I use this type of work quite a bit with the entrepreneurs and practitioners and, you know, people I work with that are really trying to change their lives in a different way, not so much like on the healing or recovering from an illness aspect. But we do get into this with them too. It's just framed a little bit differently. So let me address two of the questions I get. Does this mean you'll never feel this way again? No, we are human, and we are inherently wired to kind of scan and perceive what's negative, right? And we all have these, you know, beliefs and feelings that, you know, come into our lives and how we feel. And sometimes they are negative or limiting. So what I will say, just remind yourself that this, you know, is not true. So that, and on the other side of that is, when you work yourself through that, there's often epiphanies or ahas or amazing things that happen on the other side. So just like we're not expected to be positive and feel great all of the time in our lives, this is a similar thing. This is always going to be something that you work on, but it gets easier and easier and happens less as you, you know, continue to grow and evolve and do this type of work. And here's the other thing people ask, can I use it for other limiting beliefs? Absolutely. Any limiting belief you have, you know, I don't deserve abundance. I don't deserve money. I don't deserve love. I'm ashamed of, you know, my body's not good enough. All of those things, you know, my body isn't you know, beautiful enough. My body isn't healthy enough. All of these things, you can use it for all of those limiting beliefs. And it really is a simple framework, but you need to catch yourself in what your limiting beliefs are, recognize them, feel what they are, you know, and realize that it is not true, you know, so just realize it's not true. Tell yourself that it's a lie and understand, get that feeling inside your body that it's a lie. And that's when the, you know, the change starts to happen. The other piece of this is that you can also, you know, just, you could do this on the daily basis. You can bring this stuff into your life. I try to do things like this weekly. Does it happen every day for me? Not usually, but I try to do this stuff weekly because I just find that it keeps my brain going in the right direction. I don't fall into old patterns because that can happen. Sometimes you get derailed and you can fall into old patterns even when great things have been happening. And that kind of brings up something else. You know, there might be another limiting belief that was really superseding what you thought it was. So that's a chance to dive in and have some awareness and some introspection and reflection to see what that might be, because we are very complex layered beings, right? So yes, you know, you can use it for other limiting beliefs, and it, you know, doesn't mean that you're never going to feel this way, but now you have a very quick and powerful tool to address it. And again, as always, sending you so much love until next time. If you made it this far, I truly appreciate you. Remember, knowledge is just the beginning. Taking action is what truly sparks change. If you're overwhelmed and don't have enough energy to make it through the day, I invite you to book a free 20-minute coaching call with me. It's a no-obligation chat where we can discuss your health goals and how I might be able to help you achieve them. Visit the link in the episode description to book that call. Until next time, keep striving for wellness, and remember, you have the power to not just survive, but thrive in motherhood.